A couple things, the way we went about practice this week. A lot of walkthrough, hats, cleats, going out there and just getting our fits and getting trying to get precision on offense, defense, and special teams. With that, you don't get a chance to see a lot of guys full speed. But this is something that we did last year. We felt like we played fast in a short period of time, so we followed through with it. The downside of it is some of these injuries that have taken place, it may extend into tomorrow night, right before the game with some of these guys where we work them out. And that's where we're at with some of these guys. We feel good about the progress they've made, but, we'll have to wait to see tomorrow.
Blake have to show you anything about?
He's really progressed. I thought Tuesday to today, much better. But we just need to see him move around even better.
Right now, the plan is to start him now?
The plan for us is he looks really good. I mean, he looks much better, progressed much faster than we anticipated. And I think that's what we're down to now is just to see how he moves around. And another day, I think, will benefit him.
Do you change the rotations at all as far as playing time to try and use your depth more when you have a situation like this? Or?
Well, we kind of did that in the defensive line. We rotate a lot of guys there. The offense line, we haven't. I think what you see is, the soreness in guys. But I think the way we've practiced now and where they've, it wasn't a lot of banging, but more mental side of it and getting them back to where we can play fast, I think, is our emphasis.
You plan on giving Gerhardt a little bit more work based on how he ran against the Ravens, or is that still kind of the same?
I'd say you're going to see all three of them, but it would not surprise me if you saw him get a little bit more work.